This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A great energy in the big house on West Main here tonight in Carthenville. Senior night is always an emotional night. Then you factor in a conference title at stake, and everything gets ratcheted up just a little bit more. There were tears in the eyes of the seniors tonight during the senior ceremony before the ball game here tonight. It all kind of becomes real on this night when you realize this is, in fact, the last home game. Now, of course, with this group of Carthenville seniors, not their last game on this floor, as they will be playing in the regional here next week. But your last regular season game, it certainly has a different feel to it. The Cavaliers will be in the home whites tonight, trimmed in the blue and the red. Cavaliers in blue lettering across the front with the blue numerals trimmed out in the red. Greenville in the road black uniforms. Greenville in blue lettering across the front, white numerals on the road blacks for Greenville. Gracie Reels will play here tonight. She has been sick, has missed the last week. She will play here tonight. It'll be Holloman to jump for Greenville, Wills to jump for the Cavaliers, and Haley giving up about 6 inches to Megan Holloman. 6'4 is not program height for Megan Holloman. That is driver's license height. It is government sanctioned 6'4. That is a legit 6'4 for Megan Holloman. Here we go. The conference championship at stake. If Greenville wins, they're outright champs. Carthenville wins, they will split the title. Wills and Holloman the jump, and the title game is underway here on WSMI FM 106. Tap controlled by Holloman, and Greenville will get it to start. Cavi start man-to-man. They got Elise Baker on Holloman. An immediate touch for Holloman. Tough shot off the right baseline, no. And the rebound down to Jill Staten for Carthenville. Good job by Baker to force Holloman outside the painted area. Bad entry pass tipped and stolen, looking for Baker in the high post. So Cavies start with the turnover. Here comes Iberg on the right wing with Hannah Simpson. Simpson picked up the dribble after one bounce. Right elbow feed to Holloman. Back to the basket, right back to Simpson it goes. Skip pass in the corner, tipped out by Stewart. It'll stay with Greenville. The Cavalier defense, it has been the calling card of this program in the 14 years under Darren Deneve. Just underway, first quarter, 40 seconds gone by. Down to Holloman, draws a double, kicks it to Simpson, right baseline to Brand. Good rotation by the Cavaliers. Back out it goes to Simpson near the volleyball spike line in the corner to Brand. Dumps it down to Holloman, tough catch in traffic, triple teamed in there. Gets it out to Simpson. Carthenville in a zone piece, it does look like. That's a soft man, just kind of collapsing, really protecting that paint. A turnover by Iberg. She lost the handle. Check that, Pickett lost the handle. First turnover on the Comets. When Greenville sends someone to the corner, they are dropping down and keeping an extra body on Holloman. Oh, Wills, nice slip past the Baker, off the window, straight on, it's good. And the game's first bucket to the Cavies and the senior Elise Baker. 6:35, opening quarter. Conference championship, turned over. Bad pass by Pickett, picked off by Baker. Lead pass for Staten. Ball fake on Holloman, missed it. Rebound down to Deneve. Kicks to Stewart in the corner. Back to Sarah with Holloman on her. Megan Holloman's height affected that layup from Staten. Again, 500 block shots for her career, over 150 this year. Here's Deneve, handling top of the key, leaves it back for Corin Stewart. Into the hands of Staten. Jill, skip pass to Deneve. Sarah, quick first bounce, gets the left block, cut off there by Holloman. Right side of the key with Staten. Jill Staten on the bounce, backs it near the volleyball spike line. Dangerous cross-court pass, deflected away by Greenville, but right to Corin Stewart. Cavi's fortunate to still have possession. Here's Stewart off to Staten. Thought about the deep three. Instead, Baker at the foul line. Elise turns and faces on Holloman. Back to Deneve now on the right wing. 5:45 for the opening quarter. Sarah has it jarred loose, turned over. Second, Cavi turnover. Here comes Iberg. Lead pass for Simpson underneath the hoop. Cut off there. Pivots around. Out to Pickett. Open for three. Missed it. Back rim. Hit the guide wire at the top of the rim, and that'll be a violation. Over to Carthenville it will go. That guide wire is a long way above the backboard, but that thing hits straight off the heel, straight up in the air, and it'll be Carthenville ball. Haley Wills will check out as Aaron Seal, a 5'5 junior, into the ball game. So with their four seniors starting, Carthenville leading 2-0. Here's Seal out front. Pickett was jumping that passing lane, but a good job by Aaron to ball fake. Seal leaves it for Staten on the right wing. Greenville in a zone piece. 2-3. Iberg and Pickett up top. Here's Deneve on the right wing. In the corner it goes with Stewart. Corin Stewart on the bounce. Brings it back. Top of the key to Seal. On the left wing with Staten. 2-0 our score. The bucket belongs to Elise Baker for Carletonville. 3 minutes played in the opening quarter of our conference championship. Here's Seal in the corner. Staten tees up the three. Yes! Jill Staten knocks down the right corner triple and an early 5-0 lead for the Cavies. 4:40, quarter number one. Bouncing out near midcourt, Riley Pickett leaves it back for Hannah Simpson. Between the circles to Brand. High post to Holloman. Working on Baker. Stripped, and she's called for the travel. Third Greenville turnover. Carletonville doing a very good job committing bodies to Holloman on the catch. Baker out. Gracie Reels into the action. Good to see Gracie back, the 5'8 junior. She's been battling an illness the last week or so. Here's Stewart. Left elbow leads it for Seal in the corner. Aaron Seal finds Deneve, heart of the lane, bounce pass to Gracie, return pass to Deneve. Sarah rejected by Holloman. Picked up underneath by Danielle Brand. We approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Carletonville leading 5-0. Comets have turned it over three times. The Cavies twice. Here's Iberg, top of the key, fakes the three. In the corner it goes with Simpson. Hannah Simpson down to Holloman. Kicks it right back, open three. Iberg missed it. Rebound, weak side picked up by Reels. Gracie wants to run. Right down the middle of the lane, one on three. Spins away to the rim. Off the window, it's good. Right at Holloman goes Gracie Reels. That's how you attack a shot blocker. And Colin Dolfinger needs a timeout. The Cavalier fans will rise. 3:40 for the first quarter. Carletonville out to a 7-0 lead on Greenville. This is the South Central Conference Championship on WSMI. Great start for the Cavaliers, and out of the timeout, Stewart pokes it away from Iberg. We're going to get a, whistle. Carletonville touches on the sideline. It'll stay with Greenville. Comets were fortunate to keep possession right there. Great start for the Cavaliers. You couldn't have drawn it up any better. When Darren Deneve was sitting in his classroom today, he couldn't have thought of a better scenario than this. 7-0 Carletonville, 3:15 for the first quarter. Holloman on the spin off the window. It's good for Megan Holloman. That was a tough shot contested, and she put it home just outside the right block. So Greenville on the board, 3:05 for the opening quarter, 7-2, Carletonville with the lead. Stewart out front on the left wing. Backdoor to Seal, deflected away by Seal, tracks it down, gets it away to Staten. That was a good athletic play from Aaron Seal. Here's Reels, brings it top of the key, does Gracie. 2:50 first quarter. Aaron Seal in the corner with Corin Stewart. Stewart on the bounce, back between the circles to Jill Staten. Jill Staten keeps the bounce alive in the 2-3 zone and a block on Iberg. That'll be the first on Natalie Iberg, first foul of the game on either team. Sideline out of bounds, front court for Carletonville. Elise Baker returns, replacing Sarah Deneve. Greenville 7-1 in the conference. Carletonville 6-2. Here's Staten out front. Offensive on Jill Staten. She lowered the shoulder that time on Iberg. That'll be the third turnover on Carletonville. First personal on Jill Staten. 2.5 minutes, first quarter. Conference championship. Here's Iberg crossing over, then lost the handle. Fourth, Greenville turnover. Here comes Reels. One on three. Down the left side, right at Holloman. Lost the handle. Now she's going to be called for the double dribble. She bounced it again after she lost the handle. Fourth, Carletonville turnover. Sarah Deneve right back to the table. She's going to check in. Now she got there late. The ball was in play, but they blew the horn. And they're going to let Sarah come in. So Greenville will be trigger. Staten out. Deneve back on the floor. 7-2 our score. Carletonville with the lead. They scored the game's first seven. Into the front court comes Hannah Simpson. Man-to-man defense for Carletonville. Simpson out front. Dangerous pass found its way home to Riley Pickett. Pickett on the bounce between the circles. Checked there by Stewart. In the corner it goes to Simpson. Pulls up around and out. No good. Rebound down to Deneve. Nice move from Simpson. Bounced off the three-point line. Got to about 8 foot, but couldn't put it home. Here's Elise Baker, pivots around at the free throw line. Her pass out towards midcourt, deflected away by Pickett, picked up at the timeline by the Cavaliers and Stewart. Here's Baker, on the wing to Reels. Gracie to the foul line. Bounce pass to Stewart. On the right block to Deneve, right through her legs and turned over. Fifth, Cavi turnover. Here come the comments. 90 seconds for the opening quarter. Pickett, left side of the key. She kicked the ball around, picked up off the deck by Reels. Here comes Gracie, spins away from trouble. Bounce pass in the corner to Stewart. Back to Seal on the left wing. Good job by Greenville to get back. Here's Deneve, left wing. Sarah Deneve bounced it once, picked it up off to Stewart. 70 seconds for the first quarter. 7-2, Carthenville leads. Stewart into the hands of Reels. Left alone for three. Gracie can't get it to go, and the rebound down to Megan Holloman for the Comets. Final minute, first quarter. 7-2, Carthenville leads. Greenville has the basketball. Here's Hannah Simpson on the left wing with Natalie Iberg. Back between the circles it goes to Gwen Mitchells, who checked in, a 5'11 junior. Pickett, left side of the key, down on the block to Holloman. Checked there by Baker. Good job by Elise to push Megan away from the hoop. Here's Pickett. She'll dribble into a three ball. Missed it too strong. Rebound down to Gracie Reels. Half a minute, first quarter. Carthenville, a 7-2 lead. Reels into the front court being guarded by Pickett in the 2-3 zone. Off to Seal, into the hands of Stewart. Corin Stewart splits the double team off to Baker, top of the key on the right wing with Deneve. 18 seconds for the first quarter. Sarah Deneve leaves it for Reels into the hands of Stewart. 13 seconds for the quarter. Corin out between the volleyball spike line and midcourt with 10. On the bounce with 8. Picks up the dribble. Reels has it now with 5. Still at the volleyball spike line with 4. Seal at the foul line with 3. Stewart open for the triple. Short. And that's the quarter. After 8 minutes in your South Central Conference Championship, it is Carthenville 7, Greenville 2. Back with the second quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this girls basketball South Central Conference Championship game. Carthenville leading Greenville after one quarter, 7-2. The Cavies jumped out to a 7-0 lead in that opening quarter. Both teams turned it over 5 times in the first 8 minutes, and Carthenville will get the basketball to start the second. Seal, Staten, Deneve, Reels, and Wills on the floor for Carthenville. Pickett, Iberg, Holloman, Simpson, and Mitchell for the Comets. Attacking Staten right at Holloman, came up empty. Rebound down to Greenville. They want to push and a reach-in foul on Staten. That's going to be Jill's second. Both Carthenville fouls on Jill Staten, and that's going to get Corin Stewart to the table and replace the young sophomore Staten. 7:41 for the first half. Jill played so much last year as a freshman. Breakout campaign here in her sophomore year. 7-2, Cavies lead. Simpson handling out front. Seal trying to stay in front. Good job to recover there. Holloman, an 18-footer, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Deneve off the tap from Seal. Here comes Gracie Reels. Off to Stewart, feeds the block to Wills. Haley pivots around on Holloman, dumps it back to Gracie, rejected by Megan Holloman. That was with the left hand. Better try something else if you're Carthenville. That's not going to work. 7-10, first half. Here's Simpson on the attack. Leaves it for Mitchell. Gwen Mitchell off to Iberg at the foul line. Back to Holloman, right side of the key. Into the hands of Pickett on the left wing. Riley Pickett had it poked away by Stewart. Riley maintains possession in the left corner. Off to Holloman on the left wing. Feeds the post to Mitchell. Gwen pivots around. Back to Pickett. Riley Pickett cut off that baseline. Into the hands of Holloman. Middle of the lane to Mitchell, and she traveled. She pivoted around very nice, and then she had nowhere to go, and she reverse pivoted with the other foot. Sixth Comet turnover. Nice student section here tonight for Carthenville. They've got a whole section of the stage side filled up over there, along with a group of students standing in front of the bleachers. The big section of bleachers across the way, probably about three quarters full. Conference championship. On the line here tonight, bad pass by Reels, deflected out. Deneve and Iberg hustling after it. Collision, no whistle, out of bounds off of Greenville. That's a good no call there. I like it. Both kids just playing hard, diving for a loose ball. Let's play on. 6:24, first half. Here comes Stewart across the timeline for the Cavaliers. Corin Stewart keeps the bounce alive out at that volleyball spike line. High post feed to Wills. Haley Wills at the foul line. Pivots around. Looks for Deneve. Finds Deneve. Bounce pass on the baseline to Reels. Here's Seal at the foul line. Wills. That pass is tipped. Stolen. Greenville has a run out with Simpson. Layup. Oh, she missed it. Gets the rebound back. Missed it again and a foul. Good job by Seal to get back on the initial charge. Then the offensive rebound to Simpson, and she'll be at the free throw line. Third team foul on Carthenville. And it will send Hannah Simpson to the free throw line. The toss is good. 7-3 Cavies. Elise Baker returns. Haley Wills out. And they got Wills for that last foul. Scoreboard says number 43, but there is no number 43. I'm going with 42. Haley Wills. Second free throw good for Hannah Simpson. 7-4 Carthenville leads. The last 4 points, though, have gone to Greenville. 5:50 first half. Here's Stewart out near midcourt. Leaves it for Deneve, top of the key. Sarah Deneve to the right, elbow cut off. Skip past the Seal. She's got an open look at a triple. Too strong. Rebound to Stewart. Took it away from Holloman. Corrin attacks, missed it. Deneve, offensive rebound, wave it off. Fouled on the floor. It'll be Carthenville ball. Pickett with the personal, her first. Team's second. How about Corrin Stewart, almost a foot shorter than Holloman, taking the rebound away. Here's Seal, top of the key off the inbound from Stewart. Aaron Seal at the foul line. Nice backdoor pass to Baker, and she's fouled on the release. Free throws for Elise Baker. That time, the action got Holloman away from the rim. She was at the free throw line. A nice backdoor pass to Elise Baker, and the foul goes on Mitchell. Her first, team's third. Free throw for Baker. Good. Elise has 3 points here on senior night. Makes it 8-4 Carthenville, 5:31 for the first half of play. Second toss for Baker. Good. Glad you're along for the girls' South Central Conference Championship here tonight from Carthenville. The Cavaliers leading Greenville 9-4. On the attack, Natalie Iberg. Checked there by Reels. In the corner it goes with Pickett, being guarded by Stewart. In the post to Mitchell, and she traveled. Seventh Greenville turnover. Elise Baker's done a nice job on both ends of the floor, but specifically on the defensive end. She started on Holloman. She's been on Mitchell the last few sequences, but she's doing a real good job of getting the proper position, keeping herself between her defender and the basket. 5:10 first half. 9-4 Carthenville. Cavies have the ball on the left wing with Reels. Gracie Reels on the dribble back to Jill Staten. She's on the floor playing with two personal fouls. She must be extremely careful. 5 minutes for the first half. In the corner with Reels. Gracie Reels spins baseline. Good job by Simpson to move her feet, stay in front. Here's Deneve left wing. Sarah Deneve almost got caught. Got it away to Reels just in time. Off to Stewart. Back to Staten. Here's Reels right side of the key. Gracie spins at the foul line. Back to Seal. She'll try the three. A little bit short. And the rebound down to the Comets. And Abby Susenbach, who's checked in, a 5'8 sophomore. Lead pass in the front court to Iberg. Natalie attacks off the window. Wild missed it. Put back good for Susenbach. She was right place, right time. The layup from Iberg got all backboard. 9-6 Carthenville leads. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. Here's Jill Staten. Miscommunication through behind Reels. Gracie able to track it down right in the coffin corner in front of the scoreboard table. Here's Reels in the corner to Stewart. Corrin drives baseline. Wraparound pass to Neve, and she missed it. She rushed it, anticipating Holloman coming over to block the shot. Comets on the run now with Simpson, and we have a foul on the floor going on Carthenville. They're going to get Seal, her first, team's fourth. And that's what shot blocking will do, even when you don't alter a shot. Just your mere presence and the threat of altering the shot forces the offensive player to just rush a little bit. That's what happened to Deneve in that spot. Out front with Simpson. In the corner it goes with Holloman. Carthenville's led the entire way. They had a 7-0 lead at one point. It's 9-6 right now. Here's Pickett to the left block, bodied by Staten all the way to the rim, missed the layup. Offensive rebound, Susenbach put back, won't go. Picked up underneath by Staten. Gets it away to Corrin Stewart as Staten winds up on the ground. She's to her feet now. Real lucky she didn't pick up her third foul on that drive. 3:25 first half, 9-6 Cavies. Here's Deneve, right side of the key. Leaves it back for Stewart. Corrin, skip past the Seal, tipped, picked up by Reels. Gracie attacks, rejected by Holloman. Right back to Gracie. And the Cavaliers can reset. Hands off to Staten, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 3:09 for the first half here in our South Central Conference Championship. Carthendale leading Greenville 9-6. We're back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Following the Carthendale timeout, Cavies have the ball, front court leading by three. 3:09 for the first half. Stewart gets it in on the bounce to Baker. Baseline to Deneve. Sarah underneath the hoop. She's double-teamed there. Kicks out to Rios on the left wing. Good job by Sarah to not go up with that shot because Holloman was just waiting for the rejection. Gracie out front. Right wing to Aaron Seal. This is the Cavaliers' pace and score. This is what they want in this game. Here's Seal. Dumps it down to Reels. Tough catch in traffic. Can't make it now with a dive. Loses the basketball. Picked up by Holloman. And she got the timeout just before Seal took it away. Colin Dolthager, very heads up, got the T.O. 2:40, first half. 9-6, Carthendale leads Greenville. Back to Carthendale High School following these messages on WSMI. Greenville ball following the timeout. They will face a little bit of full court pressure here. Middle of the floor to Holloman, still in the back court. She pivots around. Long pass in the front court. Gracie didn't know where the ball was at. She could have picked it off. Iberg attacks, counted, and the foul. Iberg's first bucket, and she'll have a free throw for the tie. That ball was just asking to be intercepted by Gracie Reels, but she turned the wrong way by the time she got in the proper position. Iberg already had made the catch and was past her. Iberg's free throw is no good, and the rebound, two Cavaliers fighting for it, and now we're going to get a jump ball, and Greenville will have it on the arrow. Two Cavaliers initially, and then I think it was Pickett who got in there and got the tie-up. Greenville has not led tonight. 9-8 Cavies. They line everybody up, do the Comets on the baseline. Here's Pickett, 18-footer for the lead. Back rimmed it, long rebound to the Comets, and Hannah Simpson dumps it on the block. Holloman spins off the window. It's good. Megan Holloman has four. Greenville has their first lead, 10-9. They're on a little 10-2 spurt after Carthendale jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Here's Baker at the right elbow. Reels in the corner. Back to Stewart it goes. 2 minutes, first half. Corin Stewart on the dribble at the volleyball spike line. Picks up the bounce, leaves it for Baker now, left wing. Finds Deneve, heart of the lean. She pivots around, back to Reels, open for three. Can't get it. Offensive rebound, Baker rejected by Holloman. And the rebound down to Iberg. Here's Natalie Iberg into the front court for the Comets. Turns the corner, attacks, layup, no. Offensive rebound, Holloman, and she's fouled on the release. Carlinville had her blocked out, but at 6'4", she just went over the top, and it's not over the back when you're just taller. 95 seconds for the first half. They will get the foul on Elise Baker, her first. Free throw for Holloman is good. 5 for Megan Holloman. A 2-point lead for Greenville, 11-9. Second toss for the 6'4 senior is good. A 3-point lead for the Comets. Carthendale has the ball, 90 seconds for quarter number two. Here's Stewart working against that 2-3 zone. Bad pass and turned over. Out of bounds it goes, 7th turnover. Iberg was pressuring out there on the top of that 2-3 zone and caused that errant pass. 80 seconds, first half. Comets have the ball in a 3-point lead. Conference championship on the line here tonight. Greenville gets the outright title with a win. Carthendale can get a share of the title with the win. Iberg on the attack, lost it on the way up and the rebound down to the Cavaliers. Iberg had a layup, but as she was going up, she lost the handle and couldn't get it to go. Seal has it right wing to Baker. Off to Deneve. In the corner to Stewart for three, and the tie a little bit short. Offensive rebound to Deneve. Sarah leaves it for Reels, and she was fouled. Sarah Deneve maybe learned her lesson there. She got the offensive rebound, and normally back up she would go, but with Megan Holloman on the inside protecting the rim, not a good idea, so Sarah was looking to kick out when she was fouled by Holloman. That is Megan's first. She will sit, and Gwen Mitchell will check in. Baseline out of bounds. Stewart gets it into Seal. Left elbow Baker. Elise fires, missed it. Rebound tapped around, picked up off the floor by Abby Susenbach for the Comets. 43 seconds, first half. Here comes Greenville into the front court with Iberg. To Mitchell at the left elbow. She pivots around on Deneve, attacks, missed it. Sarah wound up on the floor. Mitchell gets it back, and the putback is good for Gwen Mitchell. Her first bucket, a five-point lead for Greenville. They are on a 14-2 run after they got down 7-0. 20 seconds first half. Cavs need a bucket here to end the quarter. Into the hands of Gracie Reels. Reels brings it back, top of the key. 13 seconds for the quarter. Aaron Seal out at the volleyball spike line with 8. Foul line to Baker. Here's Stewart, open for 3, left it short. Rebound down to Simpson, tipped away, picked up by Reels. At the buzzer, she's fouled. Gracie Reels will get free throws with no time on the clock. Greenville had the rebound, was looking for an outlet. It was stripped away, picked up by Reels, and she was quickly fouled. And she will be at the free throw line by herself. No time on the clock. Gracie will get 2 tosses. The free throw is good. 3 for Gracie. I've always thought in this spot the shooter should have the option to put players on the free throw line if they want. Well, the backboard light was on during that first free throw. Now it's off. Didn't bother Gracie one bit, though. She put it right home. That makes it a 4-point Greenville lead. Second toss, good. Gracie Reels gets a pair of free throws, and who knows how this game will end. But that sequence right there could prove to be huge. Greenville had all sorts of momentum. They were on a 14-2 run, and at the end of the half, after Cronville missed the shot, Greenville gets the rebound, has it taken away by Gracie Reels. She gets fouled and makes 2 free throws with no time on the clock. So at the half, it is Greenville 14, Carthenville 11. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville. Greenville in the road black uniforms. They will have Riley Pickett, Natalie Eiberg, Hannah Simpson, Megan Holloman, and Abby Susenbach on the floor here to start the second half. For Carthenville, they have yet to break their huddle. They are still in front of their bench right now, receiving some last-minute instructions from head coach Darren Deneve. Now they break the huddle. They'll have Corin Stewart, Jill Staten, Aaron Seal, Gracie Reels, and Sarah Deneve. Carthenville's normal starting five here on senior night after the 4 seniors got the start in the ball game. Cavs get the basketball to start the third quarter down by 3. Deneve in the right corner off to Staten on the right wing. Jill puts it on the deck with the left hand, brings it back between the circles now. Cronville led this game 7-0. Greenville battled their way back, though. Took them most of the first half to get that lead. Out front with Seal on the blow-by. Dumps it on the baseline to Deneve. Back out to Stewart. Corin Stewart penetrates. Off to Reels. Gracie rushed it, missed it. And on the rebound, we got a foul on Sarah Deneve. That's the second time tonight that Carthenville has had a real good look but just rushed it because of Holloman. And both times, Holloman was not in the play to block the shot. But the mere presence of her gets in your mind because you know in the back of your head, she's looming. She had, I don't know, I don't keep track of blocks. She had 5 or 6 probably in the first half. That might be conservative. Holloman, right block, spins baseline, tough shot, missed it. Rebound tapped around, out of bounds, off of Greenville. It'll belong to Carthenville. Told you before the game, the defensive end is where Megan Holloman dominates night in, night out. And tonight has been no exception. She has shut off the interior offense for Carthenville. Here's Staten on the curl. Cross court to Seal in the corner to Reels. Gracie wants the 3. Left it short. Follows her shot. Gets a rebound. Attacks and draws the foul. I think they're going to get Holloman. 2 free throws for Gracie Reels. It is the second on Megan Holloman. The shooter Reels did not get blocked out. The rebound came right back to her. Gracie, 4 points. Free throw is no good. She made 2 free throws at the end of the first half with no time on the clock. Misses the first toss here. She'll get the second. This to pull Carthenville within 2. Got it. 5 for Reels. A 2-point lead for Greenville. 6:50 third quarter. Conference championship on the line. Hillsborough and Pena rooting very hard for Carthenville here tonight. They want the Cavs to win so they can have a shot at a share of the conference title. Greenville gets it all by themselves with a win. They're not in the sharing mood. Christmas is over. They're looking to get greedy and keep it all for themselves. Here's Simpson on the baseline. Dribble drive. Pulls up. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Reels. She's got a run out. Gracie Reels against Iberg. Crosses her over. Layup is good for Gracie. 7 for Reels. What an athlete. We are tied at 14. Iberg had no chance there in the back pedal. 6-10, third quarter. Down on the block to Holloman. Kicks it out to Simpson. Megan Holloman repost. She's doubled. Off to Pickett. Open for three. Missed it. Back rim. Long rebound to Iberg at the foul line. And Greenville will reset. 6 minutes, third quarter. In the corner with Susan Bach. Off to Simpson. Down to Megan Holloman. Stolen by Stewart. Never saw Stewart. Corrin just was waiting. Laying in the weeds. Saw her opportunity and pounced. Chance for the Cavies to retake the lead. 2-3 zone for Greenville. High post to Stewart. Right wing with Seal on the baseline to Neat. Backdoor Stewart poked away by Simpson. I think Cannon jammed a finger on that. It'll be Carletonville ball. Good defense by Simpson. That was a layup for the Cavaliers if Simpson doesn't drop down there and deflect that ball out. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavaliers. Stewart looking. Needs to get it in. Does so. Near corner to Seal. She'll dribble out of trouble. Down to Staten. Wraparound pass. Left wing. Stewart open for three. Yes! Corrin Stewart knocks down the three ball. That was a blind pass for Staten from the right block through traffic. Somehow found Stewart. Carletonville back in front. 17-14. Cavie started the game on a 7-0 run. They start the second half on a 6-0 run. And really it's an 8-0 run going back to the end of the first half. Here's Holloman left block. Corner. Simpson for three. That's short. Just grazed the iron. Rebound down to Reels. Gracie pushing. Now she'll slow it up. Now she'll reattack off the right wing. Lost the handle, but she was fouled. Riley Pickett with the personal. Hers second. 4:55 for the third quarter. Fun ball game here tonight. Knew it would be. Baker checking in. Deneve is checking out for the Cavies. Baseline out of bounds for Carletonville. Stewart gets it in right corner to Reels. Gracie Reels puts it on the deck. Bounce pass to Seal. Aaron Seal right back to Gracie on the right wing. Leaves it for Staten between the circles out near midcourt. 4:40, quarter number three. A three-point Carletonville lead here in the conference championship game for the South Central. Elise Baker left side of the key to Staten. Here's Stewart. Ball fakes the three. Pulls up from 18 off one bounce. Too strong. Rebound down to Riley Pickett for the Comets. Carletonville working on an 8-0 run. This has been a game of runs. Carletonville wanted a 7-0 run to start. Greenville then went with a 14-2 run. Now the Cavies on an 8-0 run. Here's Iberg. As Reels winds up on the deck, here's Pickett open for three. Yes. Riley Pickett knocks down the three ball. Those are her first points of the night, and we are tied at 17. Halfway through the third quarter. High post with Stewart. Into the hands of Staten in the left corner. Jill Staten off to Seal, right wing. She'll tee up the three, left that one short. Rebound is bounced around off of Pickett's foot, out of bounds. It'll be Carletonville ball. That was like pinball. Off Holloman, off Baker, finally off Pickett, out of bounds. Reels will get a breather. Deneve right back on the floor for Carletonville. You wonder about Gracie's stamina. She's been sick the last week or so. This is the first time she's played. Hasn't even practiced. No practice yesterday because there was no school. Here's Deneve on the baseline. Gets around Holloman and a block. That's the third on Megan Holloman. What a smart play from Sarah Deneve. She took her time. Holloman gave her the baseline and she attacked. Number three on the 6'4 senior Megan Holloman. That will get Gwen Mitchell to the table. And she's going to check in. So the question is, can Carletonville make hay with Holloman on the bench with her fourth foul? Tied at 17 when she heads out. This becomes a big 3.5-minute stretch. With Holloman on the bench, Carletonville needs to win the remainder of this quarter. Tied at 17. Here's Stewart. Has the ball jarred loose. Gets it back. Into the hands of Seal. Off to Baker. Elise right at it. Missed it too strong. And the rebound down to the Comets. Carletonville wasted no time with Holloman out. Right inside they went. Here's Riley Pickett. Working on the left wing. Checked by Staten. Pickett feeds it down to Mitchell. And she's fouled by Sarah Deneve. Second personal on Deneve. Second foul of the half on Carletonville. Baseline out of bounds for the Comets. Gracie Reels right back to the table checking in. She will replace Jill Staten. 3:06 for the third quarter. Tied at 17 here in the South Central Conference Championship. In the corner with Pickett. Riley Pickett on the bounce on the right wing. Wants to feed it down to Mitchell. Gwen Mitchell, middle, on the baseline to Susenbach. Gets all the way to the rim. Count it and the foul. 4 for Abby Susenbach. Cavaliers lost sight that time. Susenbach had a wide open path on that right baseline right to the rim. The rotation was late. They'll get the Neve. Nope, check that. Baker on the personal. Her second, team's third. Puts Greenville back in front, 19-17. Free throws no good. And on the rebound, a foul on the Comets coming over the back. So that's the fourth team foul on Greenville. First personal on Hannah Simpson. 19-17, Comets with the lead. Carthenville has the ball, 2:50 to play, third quarter. Seal into the front court, on the bounce pass, leaves it for Gracie Reels. Back between the circles to Deneve. Sarah Deneve finds Gracie, heart of the lane, Reels, cut off there by Mitchell. Bad pass, and it's going to be picked up off the floor by the Comets. Reels was in a tough spot there. That's almost stolen right back by Seal. Susenbach having trouble in the backcourt. The 10-second count is on. They must race across the timeline, and Pickett gets there just in time. Colin Dothager and his staff were imploring the Comets to get across the timeline in a hurry. Here's Pickett. Creates space. Wide open. 3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Sarah Deneve. 2-point Greenville lead. Carthenville has the ball back. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Carthenville's 25-3 on the year. Greenville's 21-7. Conference championship at stake. Here's Stewart. Bounce pass across the key to Deneve. Dribble handoff with Reels. Gracie Reels, left baseline. Bad pass, turned over. That was a tough look. 9th Carthenville turnover. It was a bounce pass across the lane looking for Baker on the right block, but that had a high degree of difficulty. Haley Wills returns, as does Jill Staten for Carthenville. 105 seconds, third quarter. 19-17 Greenville. This is the type of ball game that you want heading into postseason play next week. You want to be challenged, obviously, throughout the year, but especially late in the season. You want to be playing quality opponents down the stretch, down to Mitchell. Kicks it. Simpson for 3. Missed it. Rebound belongs to Susenbach for the Comets. And Greenville starting to get a little control of the offensive boards. Here's Mitchell. Hand off to Simpson. Ball is tipped. Stolen. Here comes Staten. She's got a run out. Jill goes up. Fouled, and she'll have free throws. The foul to Pickett, her third. 3 on Riley Pickett, 3 on Megan Holloman. And that's a tough one there, I suspect, if you're the Comets. You like the fact that Pickett hustled back and didn't give the layup, but it's her third foul. With a minute 12 left in the third quarter, free throw for Staten, no good. So it does prove to be a beneficial play for the Comets that Staten misses the first free throw. Seal back on the floor. Stewart gets a breather for the Cavies. Second toss for Jill Staten. Missed the pair. And the rebound down to Greenville. So it does work out. It might have been Pickett's third foul, but Staten misses both free throws. Still a 2-point Greenville lead. Iberg on the attack and draws the foul. That was a good, strong take. She went right into 3 Carthenville defenders and has worked herself to the free throw line. Foul on Haley Wills is her second. A 2-point Comet lead. Free throw is short. 62 seconds for the quarter. Iberg will get a second toss. Greenville led by 3 at the half. It was 5 late. 2 late free throws and a 6-0 run to start the third quarter for Carthenville. Free throw good for Iberg. She gets the second. 3 for Natalie. A 3-point lead for Greenville, right back where it was at the half into the final minute of the third quarter. Cavies built a 3-point lead in this quarter. They now trail by that margin. Here's Deneve off to Staten. 48 seconds for the third quarter. Gracie Reels on the left wing. Bouncing out near the volleyball spike line. Reels brings it across the head of the key. Now reverses field. Comes back left side and a foul on Natalie Iberg. She tried to cut off that dribble handoff action. That'll be her second, team's sixth. So the next foul puts Carletonville to the free throw line the rest of the way. Iberg out, and Hannah Potist checks in, a 5'6 freshman. A 3-point Comet lead, clock running half a minute, third quarter. 2-3 zone for the Comets. Staten bouncing out between midcourt and the volleyball spike line. Off to Reels, left side. Back to Jill between the circles. 23 seconds for the third quarter. 20-17, Greenville leading. Cavies led by 5 after 1. Comets led by 3 at the half, and that's where we are right now. 12 seconds for the third quarter. Staten handling out near midcourt. Jill Staten with 8. Being pressured and hounded. Reels on the baseline. Pulls up. Gracie, yes. Knocks it down. 15-footer for Reels. 1 second, and that's the quarter. After three here in the South Central Conference Championship, it is Greenville 20, Carletonville 19. We'll have the money quarter for the conference championship when we come back to Carletonville following these messages on WSMI. You talk about an even ball game for a conference championship. Comets lead by a point, 20-19. I have both teams for 9 turnovers. Both teams 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Carletonville's made 2 threes to Greenville's 1. Comets get the basketball to start the money quarter up by a point. They are 8 minutes away from the outright South Central Conference Championship. Here's Iberg on the spin. Leaves it in the corner for Susan Bach. She will find Pickett on the back door at the foul line. Simpson in the corner, ran off the three-point line. Holloman back on the floor with those three personal fouls, has it in the left corner. Megan Holloman leaves it back for Riley Pickett, also playing with 3 fouls. Down to Holloman. She is doubled immediately on the catch. Carletonville's done a real good job defensively there. Now a turnover. They tried a long pass, tipped by Deneve, picked up off the floor by the Cavaliers. High post with Reels. Gracie will turn and face. Now she's cut off by Holloman. Back to Stewart it goes at the foul line. Corin Stewart leaves it for Staten. Jill tees up the three. Rattles it down. Jill Staten for 3. And Carletonville in front. 22-20. 7 minutes for the conference title. Out front with Riley Pickett. Pickett on the bounce. Leaves it back for Susan Bach. Into the hands of Holloman. On the left wing with Riley Pickett. Checked by Staten and the Carletonville man-to-man. Pickett has Staten all over. Back to Holloman into the hands of Iberg. On the left wing with Pickett. Left elbow to Holloman. One of the back door cut off. Into the hands of Susan Bach in the left corner. Didn't catch it cleanly. Abby, that pass is tipped. Jarred loose, but it's picked up by Simpson. Seal almost came up with that basketball. In the corner to Pickett. 6.5 for the ball game. Down to Holloman. Forced off the left block. Kicks it out to Susan Bach. A runner left it short. Rebound down to Aaron Seal. That was a tough shot. High degree of difficulty for Abby Susan Bach. 6:15 for the ball game. Here's Stewart on the right wing. Back to Jill Staten. Jill Staten on the dribble. Brings it back towards midcourt. 6 minutes in our conference championship. The Carletonville win means Hillsborough and Payne will have a chance. That pass is tipped, stolen. Bad pass by Seal, turned over. Now Seal gets her hands on that ball. It's turned right back over, picked up by Corin Stewart. Great job by Aaron Seal. She didn't put her head down. She just got back on defense. Reels, 15-footer, no. Tapped around. It'll be picked up by Carletonville out at midcourt. 5:40 for the game. A 2-point Cavvy lead. Staten just hit a 3 to put him up. Jill has it in her hands right now. Foul line to Reels. Gracie off to Stewart. Corin. Fakes the 3, 1 dribble, pulls up, left it short, rebound down to Megan Holloman for Greenville. Leaves it off for Riley Pickett. Into the front court come the Comets. They trail by a deuce, 5:15 for the ball game. Hannah Simpson out near midcourt being guarded by Aaron Seal. In the right corner with Iber. Gets past Reels, reverse layup, she missed it. And the rebound down to Sarah Denis. Boy, that was a quick first step from Iber. She's angry at herself for missing that one. Here's Reels off to Staten. Jill thought about the 3, decides against it. On the bounce in front of the Cavalier bench. Turns the corner, leaves it for Reels. Gracie to Seal for 3. Yes! Aaron Seal knocks down the triple. Her first points of the ball game, and those are big ones. A 5-point lead for Carletonville, 25-20. Biggest lead they've had since it was 5-0. They eventually got it out to 7-0 to start the ball game. 4:25 left in our conference championship. Here's Iberg in the corner with Susenbach, drives the baseline again. She's fouled this time by Corin Stewart. That is her first, team's fifth. Baseline out of bounds for Greenville. First, Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 4:22 to play in our South Central Conference Championship. Carthageville 25, Greenville 20. Back to Carthageville following these messages on WSMI. How about this ball game with the conference championship on the line? Good stuff. 25-20, Carthageville with the lead. Greenville has the basketball. They lob out to Holloman at the right elbow. Hand off to Iberg. Natalie, one of the three, wasn't there. Down to Holloman off the window. It's good. Played through contact there. 8 for Megan Holloman. Colin Dothager wanted a whistle, and he might have had a fair point. 25-22 Cavvies. We approach the midway point of the money quarter. The South Central Conference title at stake. Greenville gets it all to themselves with the win. A Carthageville win mean it could be split four different ways. Hillsboro's hosting Southwestern tonight. Pena entertaining Vandalia. And boy, do they want the Cavaliers to win in a big, big way. Here's Staten. Nice pass. The Reels missed it. Holloman didn't block it, but I think she altered it. Rebound down to Holloman and the Comets. A three-point Carthageville lead. So hard to score on the inside with the 6'4" Megan Holloman in there. Down to Megan. Right block. Missed it. Rebound to Sarah Deneve. A seal winds up on the deck. Good defense down there. I think that was Deneve on Holloman. 3:15 for the ball game. A three-point Carthageville lead, 25-22. Stewart leaves it off for Aaron Seal. Aaron Seal brings it back between the circles on the right wing with Jill Staten. Jill in the corner to Deneve. Sarah picked up the bounce back towards midcourt. It goes to Stewart inside of 3 minutes for the championship. Here's Gracie Reels out near midcourt with the right hand bounce. Greenville's gone man-to-man now. Reels on the right wing. Keeps the dribble alive out near midcourt. Picks up the dribble, skips it to Stewart. Corin on the baseline. She is trapped. Throws it off of Holloman out of bounds. Smart play there from Corin Stewart because she had nowhere to go. Trapped right on the baseline. Baseline out of bounds for Carthageville. And Colin Dothager wants a timeout. 2:40 for the South Central Conference Championship. Carthageville 25. Greenville 22. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout by Greenville, Carthageville has the ball in a three-point lead. Aaron Seal handling on the right wing. In the corner it goes to Sarah Deneve. Deneve, skip pass to Staten, into the hands of Corin Stewart. Stewart leaves it back for Seal. Aaron Seal to Reels. Carthageville taking the air out of the ball now, working some clock. Got to take care of the ball. That one's almost stolen, deflected out by Susenbach onto the stage. It'll be Carthageville ball, 2:15 for the game. Sideline trigger, front court. Staten looking, gets it into Deneve. Sarah at the right elbow, back to Corin Stewart. Next foul puts Carthageville at the line. Stewart trapped, and Darren Deneve gets a wise timeout. 2:08 to play, 25-22. Cavvies lead the Comets here in the South Central Conference Championship. Back to Carthageville following these messages. There's been a great energy in the gymnasium all night long. Cavaliers, a three-point lead and the ball. 2 minutes to play. Seal has her pocket picked clean out near midcourt and a foul on the Cavvies. I think that was Pickett who got her hand on that basketball and forced the turnover, a big one, the 11th of the ball game. The foul then on Seal, her second, team six. So both teams now one foul from being over the limit. Exactly 2 minutes to play in our conference championship. Carthageville now clinging to a three-point lead. Holloman has the ball go through her hands. We're going to get a jump ball, and I think the Cavvies have it on the arrow. They do. That will go down as the 12th Greenville turnover. They're going to come with full court pressure. They've already switched to man-to-man defense out of their 2-3 zone. Stewart in the backcourt off to Staten. Jill Staten will take it herself into the front court. Gets to the top of the key, slows it up. Back it goes towards midcourt to Corin Stewart. Into the hands of Staten. 100 seconds to play in the South Central Conference Championship. Carthageville, a three-point lead, 25-22. Staten to the foul line. Right to Holloman. Now she'll dribble back towards the left corner. Gets away from Holloman. Back to midcourt she goes. Inside of 90 seconds for the ball game. Here's Staten again on the attack, and she's fouled by Holloman. That's number 4 on Megan. And that was by design with 83 seconds to play. Huge free throws for Jill Staten on the night, 0 for 2 at the free throw line. This is 1-1. Got to make the first to get the second. Toss. Good. Calm was a sophomore with that toss. 26-22. Puts the Cavies up 2 possessions with a minute 23 to play. Second toss for Staten. The sophomore. Too strong with it, and the rebound down to Greenville. 80 seconds left. 4-point lead, Carthenville. 26-22. Here's Pickett. In the corner it goes to Simpson. Hannah Simpson gets the paint. Lost the handle. Kicks out to Pickett for 3. Missed it, and the rebound to Carthenville and a foul. It goes on Greenville's Natalie Iberg. And we'll walk to the other end for free throws with 66 seconds left. Can the Cavaliers hang on and do it? Such a tough league year in, year out. Of course, last year, what was it, 5-20-win teams. Hillsborough got all the way to the state tournament. Greenville, of course, lost the toppers in the sectional final. This year, the conference championship comes down to the final night. Staten puts home the toss. 8 for Jill Staten. Carthenville will host the regional next week. Greenville off to Carlisle. Second free throw for Staten is good. 9 for Staten, 6-point lead for the Cavaliers. No threes if you're the Cavies. Here comes Pickett on the attack and a foul on Staten. That would be the other thing you don't want if you're the Cavies, a foul. That was just a good, strong take, though, from Riley Pickett. Give her the credit there. Aggressive towards the rim. Third foul on Staten. Substitution at the table for Greenville. That's Danielle Brand checking in. She'll replace Holloman. Of course, Megan has 4 fouls, so she cannot be on the floor when Greenville has to foul to stop the clock. Free throw for Pickett. No good. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by the Cavies. And now a foul given with 57.2. A 6-point Carthenville lead. Make your foul shots, take care of the ball, and you will be hard to catch in the final 57. Holloman back on the floor replacing Brand. What a win this would be for Carthenville. What a year it's been for Carthenville. They've only lost 3 games. Free throw is off the heel, front rim and down for Aaron Seal. And when it's your night, it's your night. And ladies and gentlemen, I just think it might be the Cavies' night. Free throw. Good. An 8-point Carthenville lead, 55 seconds for the South Central Conference Championship. Thomas will still get a share. It'll give Hillsborough and Pena a chance as well as Holloman attacks strong and draws the foul. Hillsborough is hosting Southwestern tonight. Pena is hosting Vandalia tonight. Those were 7:30 tips, so they are just getting underway. Hillsborough and Pena are going to know exactly what's on the line for them here in a matter of moments. Free throw for Holloman is good. 9 for Megan Holloman. Do the Greenville Comets have a miraculous comeback in them? 48.5 seconds to play. They trail by 7. Second free throw for Holloman. Rattles out, no good. They really needed that toss. Rebound down to Seal, and she's fouled as she heads up the far sideline. Clock stops, 45.3 seconds to play. Darren Deneve's 14th year, looking for his 248th win, and boy, will this be one to remember. Senior night for his own daughter, and a chance to claim a share of the conference title. Free throw for Seal is off the heel, too strong. A lot of different emotions one can only imagine going through the mind of Darren Deneve right now. He's pacing up and down that Cavvy sideline. Seal gets the second free throw. She has 6, 31-23, Carthenville, 40 seconds to play. Here's Simpson, fouled by Seal. Aaron thought she had a clean steal. Now we'll stop the clock with 39 seconds to play, and it will send Hannah Simpson to the free throw line. Free throw for Simpson is good. Hannah now with 3 points. Carlinville led by 5 after 1. Greenville led by 3 at the half and after 3. Carlinville did take a 3-point lead in that third quarter before the Comets came back. Second free throw is good for Simpson. She gets the pair. Makes it 31-25. Game not over yet. 39 seconds to play. Cavies must take care of the basketball. Facing full court pressure. Staten gets it in to Deneve. Sarah Deneve pivots around. She gets it off to Staten. Jill Staten passing the front court to Seal. Aaron Seal will slow it up, and she's fouled by Riley Pickett with a half a minute to play. Make your free throws if you're Carlinville. Foul on Pickett. Her fifth. And for the senior, Riley Pickett, she has fouled out here tonight. She'll be replaced by Gwen Mitchell. Megan Holloman back on the floor as well. Brand comes off. Aaron Seal at the free throw line. She is 3 of 4 here in the money quarter. She has 6 points. Toss. No good. Too strong. Can only imagine Aaron's a little amped up here, and why wouldn't she be? Deep breath and relax. Toss. Good. 7-point lead, 3-possession game. 25 seconds left. Here's Iberg. Leaves it off for Simpson. Hannah Simpson going to be tied up, and the Comets have it on the arrow. 21.3 seconds left. 32-25 Carlinville. Looking to share the conference title with Greenville and then potentially Hillsboro and Pena. Simpson gets it in underneath. Susenbach off the window. It's good. Abby Susenbach has 6. No timeout. Clock running. Greenville's out of timeouts, I do believe. Staten in the backcourt. She's going to take a timeout. Couldn't get it in. 12 seconds left. Carlinville leads 32-27 over Greenville. The Cavies 12 seconds away from a part of the South Central Conference title. We'll take a break. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages. Here we go. Out of the timeout. Cavaliers get it inbounds. Clock running with 8. 5-point lead. Staten in the backcourt. Fouled with 6.2 seconds left. And now time is a huge concern for the Greenville Comets. Jill Staten will be at the free throw line. A chance to get into double figures, but more importantly, a chance to stretch the lead out to 6, maybe 7. Toss. Good. 10 for Jill Staten. A 6-point lead for Carlinville, and the Cavies are going to do it. On senior night, they are going to get a share of the conference title. Second free throw for Staten. Good. Good. 11 for Jill. A 7-point lead. Clock running with 5. The Carlinville Cavaliers on senior night will get a share of the South Central Conference Championship. Holloman hits a 3 at the buzzer. It don't matter. Carlinville, they will mob each other. The students come onto the floor, and the Cavaliers knock off the Greenville Comets on senior night, 34-30 the final, and the Carlinville Cavaliers and the Greenville Comets share the South Central Conference title at 7-2, and it gives Hillsboro and Pena a chance to join the party. The Cavaliers are stoked. What a way to go out on senior night. They beat the Greenville Comets. They get themselves a share of the South Central Conference title, and now the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers, they enter the mob scene, that is the Carlinville student section, and they are getting set to go right now, having themselves a good old time down on the floor. We're going to take a break. We'll see if we can catch up with head coach Darren Deneve when we come back to Carlinville. The Cavaliers, they share the South Central Conference Championship here in 2020. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages. What a high school basketball game here tonight with a conference championship on the line. The Carlinville Cavaliers get it done, beating Greenville 34-30. This was a game of runs as much as it can be. Carlinville started the game on a 7-0 run. Greenville answers back with a 14-2 run. At the end of the first half, Gracie Reels came with a big steal, knocked down a couple of free throws. That started an 8-0 run for Carlinville as they erased a 3-point halftime deficit, took a 3-point lead early in the third quarter. The Comets closed the third quarter on a run to retake the lead 20-19. And then in that money quarter, Carlton DeVille got it done. They outscored the Greenville Comets 15-10 in the fourth quarter to claim a share of the South Central Conference Championship. And so happy to be joined right now by Darren Deneve. And, sir, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Tim. It's a lot of fun. We've got a lot of great kids. They deserve it.
Such an emotional night. Senior night brings a different level of emotion anyway. But for you, of course, your daughter is a senior. She's in tears before the game after the ceremony. I can only imagine what's going on inside your head. So to have this night end with a conference championship, you couldn't have dreamed anything better.
We can't really script this whole season. And I honestly think the only reason she was in tears during senior night is because she looked over at me and that's where I was. And she turned to her mom and said, "Why is he crying? He can't do that." And so anyway, it's been a blessing to coach all of these girls. But, you know, certainly I joke around with the team sometimes that, you know, in this case, I play favorites. 25 is my favorite. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, I don't favor her, but, you know, I definitely have enjoyed this time with her. I wasn't really sure, say, 6 years ago, you know, that how this would all play out. And it's just really been – it's just been so rewarding for both of us, for our entire family.
Talking with Darren Deneve, head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers. They get a share of the South Central Conference title here tonight with a 34-30 win over Greenville. And, Darren, you told me before the game that we're going to have to shoot the ball well tonight. You shot it well enough. You hit some big shots.
We did hit some big ones. I don't know if the percentage was crazy high, but, you know, the score was pretty low. And, you know, the way that their personnel is and the way that they play that zone – you know, you're just not going to get a lot of interior baskets. And so we tried to do our best to get it inside out. And we did that a few times and had just enough shots not, you know, go in.
Darren, you're not alone in this, but in your time, when it's senior night, you start your seniors. That's been your philosophy. It's what you do. And when I was coming over tonight, I thought, I wonder if Darren will do that with the conference championship on the line. You did it, and wouldn't you know, that group got you the lead.
They did. And, you know, Elise Baker got our first basket and, you know, got key rebound or two. And Haley was solid. And, you know, all four of those girls have a lot of experience. And so I suppose if we had some that maybe didn't have the experience, we might have thought otherwise. But, you know, they've been at it. They've been with the program since the beginning. And, you know, some of these girls – you know, I've known them since they were five, right. You know, because it was Sarah. And you know, they've been in and out of the gym for a long time. And so it's special to have this kind of season. We don't seem to win a lot of games with a big margin either. And so all of them are nail-biters. And, you know, it's just been really exciting for everybody. There was true happiness in the locker room after the game. And, you know, that's – you know, whatever they say, happiness makes up in height what it lacks in length. And so those moments are pretty special. I think that's a Robert Frost, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you'll tell us in the TICA tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe
you'll
I will.
Let us know. But I'm not sure when the last time Carlinville won part of the South Central Conference, but it's been a little while.
Well, it was in 2010 during Elizabeth Kelly's senior year. We shared the South Central West Division with the Pius Allbirds. And so – this is my 14th year here, and so now this is only our second conference title, and so we haven't won one where all 10 schools were in together. And so I don't know that makes it any more special than the other one. The other one was pretty cool too, especially, you know, it was so hard. It still is so hard to beat Piasol. And but you know, anyway. So and Elizabeth was here tonight for that matter.
Nice.
And it's pretty special, pretty special.
Darren, when you think about this league, I mean, you said this is your 14th year, and probably about all those 14 years, the league is a lot like this. It is tough, and it is deep.
It is. You know, I'm sure I'm biased because I am a girls' basketball coach, but I think it's the South Central's best sport. I don't believe that any other sport can match it, quite honestly. You know, we've had some good football teams, you know, some good track teams and some other things going on. But, you know, and again, I'm biased, but I think year in and year out, this is our conference's best sport.
All right, Darren, thanks for a few minutes. Talk to you on Saturday morning, sir.
Thank you, Tim.
Darren Deneve, the head coach of the Carletonville Cavaliers, conference champions here in 2019-2020 as they share it with Greenville. And who knows, maybe Hillsboro and Payne, as the Toppers and Panthers, both now with wins tonight, will join the championship party with Carletonville and Greenville. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your final numbers and wrap it up following these messages. Carletonville, co-champions of the South Central Conference, back in a moment. 34-30 is the final tonight as Carletonville knocks off Greenville in a heck of a ball game with the South Central Conference Championship on the line. And Pena was up 11 at the half on Vandalia. So if that score holds, Pena will join Carletonville and Greenville. Hillsboro hosting Southwestern tonight, a win for the Toppers, and it will be a four-way co-champion at the top of the league here in the girls' basketball season in the South Central Conference. Let's look at your numbers. First for Carletonville, led tonight by Jill Staten with 11, 9 for Gracie Reels, 7 for Aaron Seal, 4 for Elise Baker. Quarters of 7, 11, 8, and 15. Carletonville 14 of 20 at the free throw line, including 9 of 12 in the all-important money quarter. Greenville was led tonight by Megan Holloman with a dozen. She had a bunch of blocks tonight, really controlled the inside. Carletonville had to get it done from the outside, which they did. 6 points for Abby Susenbach, 4 points for Hannah Simpson, 3 points for Riley Pickett, 3 points for Natalie Iberg, 2 points for Gwen Mitchell. Quarters of 2, 12, 6, and 10 for the combo. So you think about that. Carletonville held Greenville to single digits in two of the four quarters and then 12 and 10 in the other two. So the defense for Carletonville got it done tonight, and they made just enough big shots. Jill Staten winds up with the game-winning three. She hit a triple that put Carletonville up fairly early in that fourth quarter or midway through the fourth, and they would not look back from that point in time. So Greenville and Carletonville both finished league play at 7-2. Will they be joined by Pena and Hillsboro? We'll find out in just a little while. So Carletonville finishes the year 26-3. They will host a regional beginning next week. Greenville finishes the year 21-8. They will be off to Carlisle for a regional play next week. Thanks to all the wonderful folks here at Carletonville, Principal Pat Drew, AD and Head Basketball Coach Darren Deneve, all the folks at CHS. We thank them for their hospitality. Without them, we just are not able to do what we do. So we thank the great people here at Carletonville High School. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible at all. Please go out, patronize the businesses you've heard on the broadcast, because without them, we don't bring you any Tally or any sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. What a ball game here tonight on senior night for the Cavaliers. They knock off Greenville and in the process get a share of the South Central Conference Championship. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning, 7:30, spotlight on sports here on FM 106, and then more boys basketball for you tomorrow night right back here in Carletonville. It'll be Hillsboro and the Cavaliers live at 7:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106. Your final one more time for the Big House on West Main. Carletonville beats Greenville 34-30. The Cavies and the Comets share the South Central Conference title with the possibility Hillsboro and Pena join them with wins tonight. That is going to wrap it here from Carletonville High School. What a night. I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Carletonville.